see no Milam. I'm sorry, I don't see any Milam. And let's, if, as long as a person doesn't finish the Amid, the Daf.
What can I say?
Nay.
Tarabon. Lamuba. Daf Lam the Bay, Zamad Aleph of the three lines from the top, Nugamar, Ba Aaron Alamoid, Lamuba. Aaron will enter into the Almoid. Why is Aaron coming into the Almoid? He's coming to take out this pasuk over here in Parashat Achrim was coming to teach that Aaron HaKohen, after he does the Ketores and he does the string of Dam, he enters into the Kodesh HaKadosh a fourth time. And for what purpose? To take out the Kaf and the Machta, the shovel, and the spoon, which held the Ketores and the shovel that had the coals.
That's the last time on the Day of Yom Kippur.
The shovel. That's what you make the guitarist. You put the guitarist on a shovel that has coals. Okay, kafya machta.
And then after you put it on the spoon, and then the spoon you put.
You go into the Kodesh HaKodashim. You go into the Kodesh HaKodashim, and in the Kodesh HaKodashim.
In the machta you have coals.
And the other hand.
In the spoon you have
the guitarist, and you take what's on the calf. You put in your hands. You have to transfer what's on the calf into your hands. And then from your hand you pour it, you delicately.
As opposed to you can't put the spoon on the machta.
No, you have to put it with your bare hands. So you take from the calf to your hands, and from your hands you put the guitarist on the shovel that has the coals, and you leave it on the floor. And you walk out. You makter the keteres in the kodesh hakodashim. Then you
So with your hand you put the keteres on the mach and you leave it on. You
correct
put,
on the floor.
It on the, and on then the after you place it on the floor.
Then after put correct. You place it on the floor.
And you
correct.
Do the rest of the avoida.
And then you come in. You do the dam apar, dam asoyer. And then when the avoida is over, after you bring you doing all the musafim, when everything is all finished, you put back on the big day lavan once again, and you come into the kodesh hakodashim to retrieve, to take out.
For how long does it have to be in the kodesh hakodashim?
Until you finish the avoida. There's no shir. Ein l'davar shir.
And what happens? I was never in there.
I don't know what goes on.
The Gemara doesn't say what go on.
L'chora, the Ketores is a fragrance. L'chora, it goes straight up. The Chazal say that one of the miracles about the Ketores, the 10 miracles, the base miracle is that the Ketores always went in a straight column. It was went straight up. I think it was both. I think it also says about the guitarist. The guitarist went straight up,
If I'm not mistaken, this is not in order. This pasuk is not in order.
Is said in the beginning, and this pasuk is coming to be marv. It's coming to be marv that the Kohen Gadol has to enter in the Kodesh HaKodashim a fourth time to retrieve the Kaf HaMachta. Because if not for this pasuk, we would think that he does not go into the Kodesh HaKodashim to take out the Kaf HaMachta. How then did they take it out? Chesnisht. Maybe they would tie a rope. Maybe they went in when Yom Kippur was over. Maybe when Yom Kippur was over, he went in to take it out. Maybe they sent from the ceiling. Maybe they lowered a person from a ceiling wearing a helmet, wearing eye. He should not see anything. Here we learn that it's a chelek of the avoda. A chelek of the avoda is to go to the Kodesh HaKadoshim to retrieve the Kaf HaMachta. My timer. What's the reason?
What's the reason why it's not in order?
Not in order for my time. Amar Rav Chisda Gmir, we have a tradition. Shchamish Tefilos V'Asari Kiddushin Tovel Kohen Gadol B'Mkadosh B'Mkadosh Bo Bayom. In other words, the Marvi has a question. Why can we suggest that the Kohen took out the Kaf HaMachta the third time he went to the Kodesh HaKadoshim? In other words, we know the Kohen goes in the Kodesh HaKadoshim to bring the Ketores, and we know that he goes in there to bring the Dama Par and Dama Soyer. Why don't we say that when he finished sprinkling the Dama Soyer, once already he's inside and he's done, that's when he takes out.
Prior to what? Before what?
Before the musaf. He brings the guitarist. Then he sprinkles the dama par. Then he sprinkles the dama soyer.
Yeah.
So why don't we suggest that when he sprinkles the dam of the soyer, when he finishes sprinkling the dama soyer, he takes out the kafa hamachta. Why do we tell him, no, not now? we want you to do bring the musafim. We want you to do the avoid, and then when the avoid is over, then you'll go
so
back in.
This is literally the conclusion, the finale.
Yes, yes, the finale. Correct. So why So the Gemara is because we have a tradition. The tradition is that the Kohen Gadol has to be toivel the mikvah this halacha l'moshe misinai. He has to be toivel the mikvah 5 times, and every time he's toivel the mikvah, it demands a double kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. We learned this. We started learning this yesterday.
We learned it
tomachlekes. Yesterday, right? Exactly. But basically, it's done twice. Basically, whatever the calculation is, but basically, every
reminds
time
us there's nothing prior, only afterwards, twice.
Right. So, but he does every.
But it's
time,
always twice.
Always twice.
What
so
if
therefore,
it's one
it's
before,
a grand
one
total,
after?
A grand total of 5 times he goes into the mikvah,
yeah,
and 10 times he sanctifies his hands and is a real guy. So if it's going to be that he does not need the Kohen Gadol, that he's able, he's permitted to retrieve the kaf, the hamachta, after he finishes the avoida of the dam ha-so'ir,
yeah,
and it's not necessary for him to go and come back another time, then it's not going to be necessary for him to be toivel one more time, and for him to change and to be mekadesh yodav v'raglav twice, because he'll after he finishes the avoida of the musaf, he doesn't need to go change back into the clothing. He doesn't need to change anymore.
Sure, he does. If he wants to retrieve the matzah.
Oh, but that's exactly the point. So how do we know that he has to go retrieve the kafah hamachta afterwards? Because if you're not going to need to do so,
then you're not going to have the ten
exactly
sar kedushin.
Gevaldik.
And he has to go to the mikvah before.
Exactly. You know what I love about you?
This
when,
is gevaldik.
When you understand a piece of Gemara, you light up.
Okay.
Like mamish, like a menorah. If you weren't a chassidish mensch, I would say you light up like a katzmach tree. because you're a kaddish, you're a holy person, you light up like a Chanukah menorah. I have such hanah, like when you chap
okay
the Gemara.
Okay,
I don't know anyone else that does that. When you chap the Gemara.
Okay, Vaida, let's not talk about me.
It's mamish what it means. Chay bohem. Ki heim chayenu, erev shvus.
So you're forced, you're compelled to say that should be the last thing.
Exactly. Murdik. Yeah. I'll be sure, you masking what I just said?
100%.
You see, gewaldig.
Nee.
Unbelievable. Weiter.
Gemiri
Chamesh. My grandfather was a rebbe, and he used to say that if you don't jump, yeah, he says in Yiddish, if you don't jump, it means you don't understand. And I see by you, mamish, where that comes to life.
Okay.
What it means to jump.
It's
like it goes through your whole body. You only need to do it 3 times. Because if you go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so then you knock off 2 times. Because if you're wearing Big Day Love and you have to put back on the Big Day Shemayna.
Correct.
So therefore you're really knocking off 2 tefillos. If you're going to be able to retrieve the Kafa Hamachta when you do the Damas Sawyer, so you don't need...
With the Shemayna Begadim.
You don't need to
if you're going to say that...
If you're going to have to go later, so you have to first put on the Big Day Lavan, go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to retrieve the Kafa Hamachta.
Correct.
And then when you come back, you're going to have to put back on the Shemayna Begadim.
So he has
so
to...
So it's twice.
And, yeah, correct.
Twice. And
correct.
Another 4. So therefore, you're only going to have 3. Lo Mishkachas Lo Ela Sholesh Tvilas V'Shisha Kiddushin. Unbelievable. So that's the Makar. This is an unbelievable shtickle Gemara that you see. You need halacha.
Forgive me, I don't understand.
What?
I'm sorry, Ruben. If you're going to say
it's two by requiring the Kohen Gadol to go when the Musaf is over to go put on the Big Day Lavan.
Yes,
you're really demanding of him to be toivel in the mikvah twice. Because now, when you finish the Musaf, how many clothing are you wearing? What are you wearing?
Shmoyne.
I have to now go to Hoyvel in order to put on the Big Day Lavan.
Correct.
And then when I take out the Kafa Machta...
What's that? Don't forget. You have to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim.
That also, two more, right. Two more. Let's just with the Tila. And then when you finish taking out the Kafa Machta, he has to change back into the Big Day Shmoyne. For the rest of the end of the days, Avoida. For Mincha, he has to learn from the Sefer Torah. He has more things he has to do.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's not much the last thing. He has more things to do.
After the Musaf, he has to go read the rest. He has to read.
So if you're going to say after, so if you're going to say, one second, so if you're going to say after the
Yeah.
Again, if you're gonna say that's not,
if you're gonna say that that he has to go, when he finishes bringing the musaf, the carbon musaf, he has to go and retrieve the kafah hamacht and the kodesh hakodashim.
Yeah.
So he has to now be toivel into the white.
Correct.
And then when he takes out the kafah hamacht, he has to be toivel again to change into the bigdei shemayna.
To do what?
To the rest of the day.
Okay, yeah.
It says he greeted the people. He it seems like he stuck around the whole day.
So therefore,
the yom tov hayoyseh kohen gadol, when he left, when he didn't get home until the morning. When he break his fast, when the Kohen Gadol finished the avod, it says in Chazal, the whole Klal Yisrael came to give him a bracha, and he didn't get home until the morning.
Oh, what we say the whole time.
He kriya shma, kriya, right, Mari Kohen.
Mari
Kohen. It says in Chazal, the Gans Klal Yisrael, they went mitzoya makipurim to give to bless the Kohen Gadol when he came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Yom Tif HaYoyseh Kohen Koshiyatsa B'Sholem. And the Gemara there says, he wasn't able to go home. They didn't let him go home, but everyone was lining up to give him shalom. To give him shalom. Yeshakayach, yeshakayach.
He was fasting?
He was fasting. You can't eat the base of Mishtamazah. He wouldn't eat. L'chayra, I'm saying that he ate on the Sunday. The Kohen Gadol needs to eat. To eat something before he gives you yashakai, and he takes the cup on him.
Could be.
Not muchach.
So if you're going to say after the musaf, so that means he's going to have to toivel, and then toivel again when he changes back to. So therefore.
Two more times?
One time
to change into white.
Right.
And then
when he changes back.
After be toivel nochamal to change back into eight.
Correct.
So, but if you don't need to do that,
right?
Then you don't need those two more times.
Correct.
So you only get 5 - 2 = 3.
Oh, I see.
And 10 - 4 = 6.
And how would you do it otherwise? If you didn't have to do that, how would you?
If you only have three, how would you have three? Because the last time he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim is to do the Damas So'ir.
Yes.
And he's wearing the Big Day Lavan. He comes out, he changes.
I didn't know he does the Big Day Lavan.
Of course. When you go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom HaKippurim, you go into the Big Day Lavan. Ein Kategan Asa Sanegar. Never, ever, ever does the Kohen Gadol walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with Big Day Shemayna.
That's part of the Musaf?
What?
That's part of the Musaf?
No. No, that's not part of the Musaf.
Before the Musaf, after the Musaf.
That's before the Musaf.
Before the Musaf.
The avoid of Yom HaKippurim is a special avoid, the miyuchad for Yom HaKippurim. You sprinkle in the Kodesh, you do three things. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you bring the Ketores, and you sprinkle the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSoir.
Yeah.
In the Kodesh HaKadoshim.
It's before the Musaf.
Before the Musaf.
You see how much I know? Okay.
You know everything. Come on, you know everything. Don't worry. You know everything.
And then you have to do the Musaf.
Then the Musaf. And then after the Musaf, he goes, he has to change back into the Big Day Lavan, and he retrieves the Kafah Hamachta.
So you're telling me that the Damasar is, that's the only carbon where he does Big Day Lavan?
And the three things he does in Big Day Lavan. He makter the Ketores.
Yeah. That I know, yeah.
And he sprinkles the Dama Par.
Yes.
And then he sprinkles the Dama Soir.
Right. Oh, because it reminds you of the eagle.
He goes in, that's three. Then he goes in a fourth time to retrieve the kafah
hamacht. Correct.
The Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim four times on Yom HaKippurim. He enters into the Kodesh HaKadoshim four times.
When it comes to the Zrika, he has all of the parah,
separate,
the
right.
The parah and the soil. All have to be inside the Kodesh.
Yeah, he does it in many places. He does it inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he does it also connected the Pareches outside and he does it on the Mizbeach, on the center, and on the four corners.
That's the Par and the Soir?
Yes, both the Gantz HaSeder.
Okay.
A Gantz HaSeder. Tanya, we learned in the Braai, so.
Yeah, thank you.
The same number of times that he does the sprinkling on all things, the same number of times that you clap Al Chait. There's a whole Cheshbon. How many times he's clap Al Chait? Al Chait, Shechotan,
Yifanecha. A lot.
It's connected, the same number. I think it comes with the same number.
I think four times.
No, all those. Okay, whatever. Let's go back. Tanya. Now we go into a new braisa. What should in the braisa? Title in the braisa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, minayin l'chamish tefila yishvah. Sorry, kiddushim shudobachem kokoyin godol b'mikadosh rabbi yoyim. How do you know this? How do you know it's going to be exactly 10 kiddushim, 5 tefila yish. Talmid lo imar ubo aaron el oyel moed upash asbik de habod. V'rochatz es besod b'mayim. So we make, how do you know it's going to be 10 times? So nochma, one more time. Ubo aaron el oyel moed. Ufashat, he takes off asbik de habod. He comes into the Olmo, which means he's coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim.
Yeah.
And he takes off the Big Day Chabad. He takes off the Big Day Lavan. The Big Day Bud is the Lavan, the four garments. And when he takes it off, V'rochatz, he washes his Besar B'mayim. He goes to Mikvah. B'makoyim Kodosh. The Lavash Es B'God. He puts on the Big Day Shemayna. The Yatza. the asa es ilasa the eselasa. Then he brings especially brings the musaf. He brings the musaf. From this pasuk we derive.
Lashes begot means the big shmeina.
Big shmeina. And the yatsa the asa, and then the pasuk goes on to tell you he does the musaf. He brings the carbon musaf.
Correct. Yeah.
Now the Gemara makes a drasha now. Holamata. Now since in this pasuk when it talks about going, it says v'rochatz. Let's go back to the pasuk very quickly. V'rochatz es b'sore b'mayim b'makom kadosh. The word v'rochatz means mikvah.
Yeah.
That's a code word for mikvah.
Yeah.
Okay? I know when I say mikvah, I'm very scared of you because your mother had tremendous chus, a lot of oyim.
It's interesting. How can the pasuk refer to toiveling rochatz?
That's what it's consistent in the Torah. When the Torah says tefillah, it always uses the word verachatz.
Wash.
That's what's always in the Torah. That's the way it is. Your mother's tremendous chus.
Yeah, okay.
Tremendous
but that doesn't belong in the Gemara.
Shevarichas yomim.
Amen.
Arichas yomim. Amen. Mordi gazach.
Continue. Weiter, yeah?
Tremendous chus.
Weiter.
The tahar of Klal Yisrael.
Nene, weiter.
Verachas es besebe mayim b'mokim kodosh. You wash your boser in the mayim b'mokim kodosh. And mem, this we learned this yesterday, 2 days ago. From here we learned that the mikvah, this mikvah must be in the Azora.
Yeah, it's a
since when do you have a mikvah in the Azara? Azara only on Yom Kippurim. Only time. No, who would dare go to the mikvah in the Azara? Unheard of.
Yeah.
The only time you go to the mikvah in the Azara is only on Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
Because b'makom kodosh. Otherwise, they had on the Har Habayis. They probably had multiple mikvahs. People go in the mikvah the whole day. I don't think it was as nice as the Shmidman mikvah. As the speak mikvah, but they go ahead make voice. V'rochatz es besodei b'mayim b'makom kadosh v'lavash es begadav. Then he gets dressed. V'yatz v'yasa cholamatish kol hamishan me'avoid le'avoid d'torn tefila. From this pasuk we derive a yesod. Every time over here the kohen gadol, excuse me, it doesn't say anywhere beferish in the Torah Hakadosh that the kohen gadol should go to mikvah 5 times. It doesn't say that. It only time
that, yeah.
Doesn't say that. So it only this so that was pretty smart.
No.
So you're saying good. Maybe it's machlokes now. You're saying very good. We just learned before that we have a Masorah. It has to be 5 times and 10. Excellent. Now I don't know what that means. Maybe that what the moment of the Masorah means based upon the, it's not really a it's a Masorah. Everything's a Masorah, but maybe there's more to it. There's a drasha. And this is the drasha. This is the core. This is the shoyish, the foundation of the drasha, because here the kohen gadol, he's in the kodesh hakodashim. He's bringing the dama parm, the dama soyer, and then it instructs him. Okay, you're done. Now go to mikvah. What do you mean go to mikvah? Why should I go to mikvah? I went to mikvah already. Why do I have to go to mikvah again? You go to mikvah Erev Shabbos, you go to mikvah before Shachris, before Maariv, before Mincha, you don't go to mikvah, you go to mikvah once. The Torah is telling you, I know, you went to mikvah and you did an avoid in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and now you're going to do a different avoidah. It's a different avoidah. A different avoidah demands that you go to mikvah again.
But is there a Hesber? It's very interesting.
Hesber,
a holiness.
You want to know something? I want to tell you a secret. I really honestly believe that if Gantz Klal Yisrael will be makbid to go to mikvah Mitzoy Shabbos instead of Erev Shabbos, Mashiach would have come already. I'm not joking. Because what's a big avoda? What's a big avoda? When Shabbos is over, you now have to do a new avoda of Chol. Shabbos Kodesh. You come to Shabbos, you go to mikvah Erev Shabbos, right? You go to mikvah Erev Shabbos. Oh, you lift yourself up to the avodas HaKodesh of Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos is now over. And now you have to do also avoida. The sheishmei maisa, sheishmei tavoid. The avoida of being mekadesh shem shemayim in the regular weekday is much harder. To go be honest, to be nizer and shmir senayim, not to talk lashon hara, to be a good person, much harder. That's an avoida. You have to go to mikvah. You have to be mitire yourself for this avoida. The kohen gadol, he goes in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he has to be Mekadosh himself. He goes to mikvah. When he comes out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Torah here says, okay, now you're doing a different avodah. It's not as holy as the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's a lower, but it's unique. It's a challenge. The avodah of the Musaf, you're not the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's chol legabe the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But you have to also do it b'shleimus. And you have to sanctify yourself. It always bothered me. How come we don't go to mikvah? I'm not joking. I'm not messing all the time. I really mean this seriously. I know myself. Mitzvah Shabbos, I'm very schwach.
The Vilna Gaon didn't go Shabbos, but he went Matzah Shabbos.
Oh, really?
That's what I heard. Don't take my word for
Wow.
That he made sure to go to the Mikvah because he used to go every day.
Wow. That's amazing. That,
but you have to find out. You have to, don't take my word.
It always bothered me because I know Mitzvah Shabbos. I know. I'm tired. You know, it's a time of Rishyoin. You need to be mechazik itself much more so mitzvah Shabbos than Shabbos. What are you going to do on Shabbos already? Shabbos, you daven, you learn, you eat, you have zmirois, kedusha v'tahara.
Unfortunately.
Okay, not everyone, but still, the dangers of mitzvah Shabbos are zogrois, are much aggressive than the nisyonis of Shabbos.
You're right.
I'm a male. I always felt that the time when the Gantz Klal Yisrael, especially me, we need to be mechazik is when Shabbos is over. Let's go to mikvah now. Let's be mechazik and be prepared for avodas abayre during the shei shimei ma'isa. And the Kohen Gadol does it. The Kohen Gadol, when he comes out of the Kodesh HaKadosh and before he goes down a darga, the chayis darga, to go to do avodah b'chutz, he has to go to mikvah.
Yeah.
So over here, it only says go to mikvah once, but we make a drosh. The drosh is, as the Torah tells
when,
you here,
when it's in Rachim Sotom, when?
After the Kodesh, yes, this pasuk over here is talking about when he comes out of the Kodesh. Sholomad,
after he retrieves the...
No, this pasuk is discussing this pasuk. I don't know which avoy, it doesn't matter. This pasuk,
I'm sorry, it's not juxtaposed to Bar.
This pasuk is, he's coming out of the Kodesh, you know, I think that I'm not sure, I don't know.
Isn't it possible? You don't have
the Marata. Over here, Tamil, Bo Aaron. Yeah, you're right. That's the pasuk. That's the Zohar pasuk. Right, you're correct.
Yeah.
You're always right.
So only there it mentions about
right.
The mikvah. The
exactly.
Other...
You come out, you retrieve the kafah hamachte. You retrieve the kafah hamachte.
So we have a gemira that every time so you do an avodah.
It's a binyanav. Just like when it comes to this particular avodah, when you come out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, now you're going down the Chos Darga, you're going down to a mundane avodah, and the Torah demands, oh, you have to go to mikvah. Torah is megale, when you go me avodah li avodah, oh, ebaze.
But you know what's a pella?
We gotta go back.
Retrieving, you're not doing...
If
you think if about it,
the Torah tells you the Torah makes into an avodah.
Yeah, okay.
I want you to pshat. It's a very you show leaving you there.
Oh, you didn't come from the Rabbinowitz?
No, he's not. I once heard a pshat. It's this week's parasha. You're not going to believe what I'm about to tell you now. What's the lomdis? What's the time of retrieving the kafah hamachte? Retrieving the kafah hamachte is a zecher for taking out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim Nodav Aviyu. Nodav Aviyu, they died big. We carve them lefnei Hashem vayomusu. On Yom Kippur, you're supposed to cry. On Yom Kippurim, you're supposed to cry for Nodav Aviyu. Supposed to cry for them. The Kohen Gadol is told, go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and take out the Kafah HaMachte. My high, it's a zecher for Nodav Aviyu.
I'll be honest with you, not bad.
Nodav, and someone told me on this verse, someone told this to me.
You saw this in a sefer?
No, I don't remember. Someone told this to me. I heard an elaboration on this 2 days ago, because it's parashas, but Nodav Aviyu, mentioned Nodav Aviyu, but we mentioned, is he told me the whole Shtigl Torah, that Nodav is the Kaf, and Aviyu is the Machta. And he proved it to me. He explained to me why. He called me his whole Medrash to show me how Nodav represents the Kaf, and Aviyu is the Machta. I don't know, it was too complicated for my little head to understand, but the Kohen Gadol goes Lefnai v'Lefnim, for what purpose?
1 second, they actually went to the Kachi Kadoshim with
yes.
The
Chayra. Yes, Bakrivam, Eish Zorah Lefnai Hashem. They brought an Eish Zorah, they brought the Ketores, Lefnai Hashem, and they died inside. And who was the one that had to go take him out?
Tzof and Uziel.
Uziel took him out.
Two other brothers.
They had to go outside. Going on Yom Kippurim, taking them at the Kafah HaMachte, that's the Kafah HaMachte of Nodav Aviyu. It's them, and we have to reflect upon the people that were in the skaral of Nekadosh Baruch Hu vayomusu. It's very deep. It's very very deep, but it's shocking. Mama
nice.
Shook me up. Vaita, vaita in the Gemara. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yehuda ben Aylam. Man of the chamesh tefilos of the zokin dishos of the chol. I'm Tamal Abba Bangar. I'm Moed Poshat. It's with the Abba Berachas of Shabbat. I'm Vigvakim Kosh. I love Shabbat. We also this right. The Asa Hall of Marit. That's where we're up to now. Hall of Marit. Here we learn Shakol Amashane Me Avoid Eli Avoida Tohun. That requires a tzvila, we must go to the mikvah.
Yeah.
Amar, Rebbe, fine, that's the mikvah. So, different since.
So, this is like a binyan av.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm a male, since we know halacha l'maaseh, so the bottom line is he has to go five. Yeah, they're going to be, you have to do all these avoidas. So, when you make the calculation, you're going to have to change your clothing 5 times.
Yeah.
Vaita. Amar, you have to go 5 times to the mikvah. And each time you go to the mikvah, we learned already a few times that you have to go do kiddush, yodayim, raglayim twice.
Yeah.
Gemaldik.
Yeah.
I'm a Rebbe. Minai, the Rebbe is another drasha. Anaya drasha.
Yeah.
Anaya drasha. Anaya unfang. Here we go to the Seder Hadvarim. Kisoines bad kodesh yilbosh. Linen.
Yeah.
Okay, linen. That, what's the kisoines? The kisoines is the shirt. You wear a shirt and the shirt goes down to, all down to your toes. Right? You know the kisoines? Avad. The kisoines.
I thought that's the middle. The kisoines
also? No, a regular coin head yet. A regular kind of, okay, the meal is, okay, is tchelas. You wear a shirt,
yeah.
The shirt goes all the way down.
Tchelas, made from
tchelas, all, right, yeah. That's the meal. So you wear, he wears a ksoines and it goes around your arms.
Yeah.
And it's like a t-shirt. It's a t-shirt that goes all the way down to your toes. Umichnes evad, you all besorai. You wear your undergarments. So basically the erev, I told you, the erev is covered, a double covering. The legs are covered twice. It's covered with the michnasayim, the hoizen, and it's covered also with the kasinus. The double covering.
When it says pants, you mean even the legs works covered entirely.
I'm willing to bet my bottom buck that if you look in the Rishonim, there's going to be a machlokes how far down the michnasayim go.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Everything is subject to machlokes, whatever this is. Whatever it is,
okay.
The ikker part of the michnasayim is to cover the erva. That's poshus.
Yeah.
How far down did it go? I do not know. But the kasinus certainly went all the way down to the toes.
Yeah.
All that fine. Umichnas evad yol besorai. And then there's the avne bayachar. You wear the avnate. And they wear these. It's a riot in the mikdash.
How long was the garden?
32 amos. 32
the same
amos.
The kind gadol's garden also.
Yeah, 32 amos.
It was
same,
just made differently.
Same with machlis. It was made had shatnes, but it was the same.
But didn't
you
say the kind gadol was totally made from linen?
His the kind gadol was no shatnes. Only the one. It's machlis in the Gemara. I don't remember. It's machlis in the Gemara. But the
it was
gardel,
32 amos long.
The same length as the mizbeach. The Mizbech was 32 by 32.
That's a very long
and garden. And the ramp of the Mizbech, you can do a mitzvah dance on the Mizbech.
Why
32?
Yeah.
In Yonei Hecher in Yonei.
Okay.
Leif, it's Mavdel 32 is the Gematria, today's Daf. Today's Daf is Daf Lama Beis.
Yeah.
You see that? Kol B'Hashkocha. Leif. And what is the Gartel? The Gartel is Mavdil between the heart and the erva.
Correct.
Heart and the erva. They have a riot then in the base of Hamikdash, they daven Nisach Svart. Because they daven Nisach Ashkenaz, there'll be no need for the gardel.
Today's gardel.
The elastic on the michnasayim. What?
They say the pants itself, or the elastic rubber,
right,
that's sufficient.
So why?
They said today, the gardel is only because of Hikoin.
Hikoin, the cross, the Kacham Yisrael. Right. Beautiful, beautiful,
the
beautiful.
Pants.
Right, I understand.
Take
right.
Care of the,
that takes yeah. care of Bidiyev. But that's a schwache type of a heta. Shvach. So why couldn't the elastic of the michnasayim by the kohanim be sufficient? It must be they have chassidim in the Beis Hamikdash.
Nay.
They daven nusach svart.
Nay.
Weiter. Uvi avneid bad Yaakov, mitznefes bad yitznayf. Oh, the mitznefes. He wears a hat, a fedora. He wears a special. Also, the hat is also like. It says also the hat was like a garter.
He's talking about the kohen gadol now.
Right, the kohen was. He wears a mitznefes.
Yeah.
So the comes out the kohen gadol. You can still notice he's the kohen gadol because he's not wearing the same hat as the kohen hedid. Even though the kohen gadol is wearing big day arba, we had this whole long discussion about this. Remember that whole drash we did? Even though the kohen gadol is only wearing 4 begadim, but he still stands out as being
don't forget,
different,
yeah,
because it's a different hat.
But anytime he wears the shemitah begadim, he has to wear the tzitz as well.
But now he's wearing with arba. He's wearing with the 4 begadim. It's nice, big day kodesh and v'rochatz, and it says in the pasuk v'rochatz v'mayim, he shall wash in the mayim es b'saray u'levesham.
Yeah.
It says he must go to mikveh before he puts on these garments. That's one. No way we do the zelbazach. It says here the zelbazach. It says here he should go wash. In this is a different pasuk, but it says the washing as well. Maybe let's look over here at the Rashi. Look at the Rashi.
How come he skipped the me'il and the?
Because he's going to the Kodesh HaKadoshim.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Only 4 garb. Let's maybe look at the Rashi. See over here a little bit more be'ur. Look at the Rashi. Dibur hamaschil v'lovash es begadav. It's towards the bottom. It's towards the bottom. Shemoyna begadim am yuchadim loy kol yivos hashana. Okay, that was the previous piece of Gemara. The previous piece of Gemara that it said he should go to mikvah when he was going out after he retrieved the kafah machta and he's putting on the big day shemoyna. It says before he puts on the big day first one he has to go to mikvah. Then we had another drasha. Rebbe had his own drasha, and Rebbe's drasha says he has to go to mikvah before he puts on the big day dalid.
Yeah.
Next Rashi. Me'avod le'avoda. Me'avod as papinim. Avod as chutz. Who I did maybe chutz papinim. We go masai milsa v'ketani chamish avodas chavur harei chamish tulas. That was the previous gemara.
Yeah.
Now next Rashi. Kesoyin is bad kodesh. Yomosh rochzit v'mayim harei kishuhu mishanim me'avodas hatamid lahaskel b'avodas hayoyim shipnim. So Rebbe has a different drasha. Rebbe learns out from the time that it says go to mikvah in the beginning of the day. In other words, the first drasha describes the last avoda.
Yeah. That pasuk is referring to last. When it comes
and this
out.
This drasha is describing the first.
So that pasuk is
the last. Okay. And this is the first. This is the first. This is the first of it, because when he comes to the Beis Hamikdash, he wears the big day Shemayna.
Yeah.
And now when he changes his clothing from the big day Shemayna to the big day Lavan to go to do the Goy Lefnayv Lefnim, it says, not the first, it's really the first, whatever, it's towards the beginning, it says also go to mikvah. So we have two different opinions in the Gemara, and they're both saying the same idea. We're describing a change in service.
Yeah.
The only difference, according to the first man, the Yamar, the change in service was from the big day Lavan to the big day Shemayna, and this Rebbe in his drasha, we're going from the big day Shemayna to the big day Lavan, and it's the same idea. You go me'avoidel yavoidel. You need to change your clothing, and this will serve as a binyan ah for all of the other changes of service. You need to go to mikvah, and it will come out when you make the calculation of how many times you need to change. It'll be 5 times mikvah and 10 tefillas.
Let's see the Gemara is going to ask
all these questions.
Okay.
Then Rebbe says another drasha. The Omer big day kodesh shame. It says and it's a naya drasha, third drasha. Rebbe is giving us two drashas. Big day kodesh shame. Look at the Hilchos Rashi. The Omer big day kodesh shame. B'soich mikvah ze'atzma lidrosh yeshcha sholish tevois halalush and yaseiros kulon. These three words are superfluous. Will come in before mad drasha. Now, what does the Gemara mean to say? So Rashi says, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you. Wait, be patient. The Gemara will explain to you in a moment what it means. That's also a pedagogical technique. Sometimes Rashi tells us in advance, and sometimes Rashi says, be patient. That's a real Rebbe. A Rebbe knows when, now you have to understand in advance, and sometimes the Rebbe says,
no, because Rashi felt that...
In this particular case.
Yeah, okay,
right.
Next.
Fine. That's what Rashi just said. What does that mean exactly?
Oh,
we're
going
to see. Right. Now the Gemara summarizes the five avodas. The chamesh avodas. And here we go, the five avodas.
Okay.
The big five. If you want to know the big five, it's... Vait, the five boroughs. V'chamesh avoyde sein. Tamid shal shacha. That was the erst avoyde. The tzveit avoyde is the big day. That's the big day zov. That's number one.
Yes.
Now we go to number two. Number two is avoydes hayoyim. What's that? That's going to be the ketores. The ketores. And the par and the soir.
Yes.
Fine. Big day lovan. Then we come to number three. Eloi ve'el ha'am. Now this is
Eloi,
which is basically the Musaf. Eloi means he brings a special
for himself
ayo.
There's a special
carbon. It's a modern zach. On Yom Kippurim, the Kohen, he brings his own power as the avodas hayoyim, and for the Musaf, it's a bazun of the din, a whole new halacha. You don't have any precedent to this anywhere. B'chol Tarei Kula, where part of the Musaf, he brings like a private Musaf. It's a modern zach. It's a very modern zach.
It's not the ordinary musaf that's brought year round.
The El Ha'am is the musaf of the Klal Yisrael, but he brings this thing called Eloi, another ayil that's considered his.
Okay.
That's in addition to the par.
Yes.
When he does the avoda lefnai v'lefnim, he brings the par. That's also his. And then to match the avodas hayoyim.
So far that's four.
Correct. No, that's three. That's three. Three. The talmid.
It's brought together his ayil and the talmid.
That's number one. Then comes the Avodas Hayom. Yeah. Avodas Hayom includes what? Includes the Ketores. The Ketores.
Sure? Yeah.
Yes!
Okay.
The Ketores and the par and the Sawyer.
regarding Zrika or Lagabai?
The sprinkling inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim.
By the way, when he shechts, what clothes does he put on when he shechts?
White.
Oh.
The white.
Oh, I
only
see.
Lavan, because
even though he's not in the Kachi
Even though he's not in the Kodesh yet, because it's all part of the same, it's all part of the, because since the goal, you have to have your eye on the ball. The goal is to take this blood of this animal, this power and this sword, to bring it to the flame of Lefnim. So right away from the Ma'is Shechita, he's already wearing the Bugi Lavan.
Okay.
Then comes to the Eloi Ve'el Ha'om. Okay, that's a special, that's going to be the Musaf.
That's the third, yeah.
And the Bimikdei Zav. And then he goes to retrieve, the retrieval. We go now to Lefnai Ve'Lefnim in the Chatzar Pnimis.
So that's four only.
Right, we're not done yet.
The Kaf Ma'ach,
the Bugi Lavan. And then the Talmid Shabbin Abayim. Talmid Shabbin Abayim, Big Day Zav. That's how many total of five avodas? Five services. He has done five services. Talmid Shal Shachar, the avodas Hayoim, the Musafim, the retrieval of Kafa Machta, and the Talmid Shabbin Abayim.
Yeah.
And Meloy Basi Elul Zu Kedai. He only woke up today in order to appreciate the chaz over the
when
five
did
Ne'ilah
come into the picture?
Ne'ilah is a Naya
din. It's a later minute.
That's a din of Tainus Tzibur. The Rav Yosher Ber Salavechik from Boston. He has a lot of Torah on this.
It's one so of his, Ne'ilah, one there's of his, no mention in the Gemara about Ne'ilah.
No, there is mention. Ne'ilah is by a Tainus Tzibur.
Yeah.
Ne'ilah on Yom HaKippurim. Maybe. On Yom HaKippurim is not a din of Yom Kippur.
No.
It's a din of Tainus Tzibur.
Yeah.
It's a din of Tainus Tzibur. This is the lot of
but you see it only on Yom Kippur, the ending of Ne'ilah.
Exactly. Well, you're really supposed to do it on regular Tainus also, Tainus of Geshamim. Mesech the Tainus. Whenever there was an Ace Tzara, there was Ne'ilah. Ne'ilah is a din of a Tainus. This the one, I'm sure there are many Gedolei Yisrael that talk about this, but it's very, very famous. Rav Yosher Ber Salavechik, he has a lot of Torah on this.
Okay.
Is that Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur is a din in Tainus Tzibur. Not so much a din in Yom Kippur. Right. It's we look at it like, oh, Yom Kippur, Avada. It's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a tainus. It's a different flavor. It's very, very fascinating.
Okay.
Like you said, because where does Ne'ilah come to Yom Kippur? Ne'ilah in Masech the tainus is a din in a tainus tzibur. Yom Kippur is not a tainus tzibur. Yom Kippur, you're a malach. You're a malach elokim tzivakos. Is that a tainus tzibur?
Of course it's a tainus
V'inisem, it's a din. Yeah, but it's not a tainus tzibur. It's a din of v'inisem es nafshei seichem. Yom Kippur is a different, it's a whole different league. When the person feels...
Ah, it's not for sorrow. It's for slicha mechila. It's a different kind
right,
of it's all,
right.
That you can make the distinction.
You have to go. He has all the distinctions. Well, he goes into
all tanaisim is to be mahar b'tshuva.
Mahar b'tshuva for chait.
Yeah.
I don't know. Everything's for chait. I don't know. I'm just saying
words. No, but here it's only for Slicha Kapara.
I'm just saying words. You have to go and study this in detail. So there's a lot of Torah on this.
Okay.
Yom Kippur is not a Tainus Tzibur. Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur. But Ne'ilah, for Ne'ilah, we bring into Yom HaKippurim the elements of Tainus Tzibur to help us. To give us a little hashlama in what we need to accomplish. It's nish dezel bazach. No, even the minhag ha'minhagei Yisrael.
You see, we recite Avinu Malkeinu just like every time it's said.
Oh, exactly. Avinu Malkeinu, and you say Avinu Malkeinu even if it's Shabbos.
That's the last one.
Right. That's Ne'ilah.
Ne'ilah, I'm sorry.
Ne'ilah.
That's right.
Why don't we say Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos and for Shachris and Mincha?
Yeah.
Teretz is Ne'ilah has an anaya din. It's miyuchid. Another example, when you lane Kriyas HaTorah, you don't lane the niggun of the Yom Noraim. When they lane, you lane the regular niggun.
When?
Ne'ilah. Kriyas HaTorah.
You mean by Mincha?
By Mincha. It's a hakpada. You don't lane by Mincha the niggun of Yom Noraim. Vashem pokale soroho kasher amar.
That's not
Yom
Noraim.
That's the niggun. Yes, it is Yom Noraim. Vahashem pokare soro kasher amor vaya.
That's the regular that's the regular trap.
No, what's the regular trap? Simchas Torah. Vezois habrocho asher berach Moshe.
Yes. Forgive me.
I'm not a Balmanagin. I can't
sing
anyway.
You're not saying the tune properly.
Fine, but it is.
So
the negon.
Hashem pocket is sarah, and that same thing, but akay, that's how you lay it.
Right.
And the achra mois on the other
hand. You lay in that negon. Do you lay in that nigun by Mincha Yom Kippur?
I never paid attention.
No, you don't.
Really?
Hakpadu gemur, you don't.
Really?
You lay in like a regular. Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe, like a bar mitzvah boy, you lay in it. Okay, you lay like a regular nigun. Why? Why? Why is there hakpadu not to lay in the nigun of the Yom Kippur by Mincha?
Yeah.
Because it's not a din in Yom Kippur. It's a din in Taina Sibur.
Yeah.
You hear?
Yeah.
It's a din in Taina Sibur. Yeah. Not a din in Yom Kippur.
Uh-huh.
Vaita, let's go Vaita.
Sure Yom Kippur,
positive. Mm-hmm. I could not be more certain. Vaita. Minayin. Now we go to the Nayadin. This was the sugi that we touched upon yesterday. Uposhat, you shall remove your clothing. Uposhat, virochats, period. That's one drasha. And then it says, virochats, lvlovash. They had tzvei psukim. Uposhat, virochats, virochats, lvlovash. There are two psukim.
Yeah, yeah.
In one pasuk it says, first you shall remove your clothing and you shall wash.
Yeah.
You shall remove and you shall wash. And another pasuk says, virochats, first you shall wash and then you shall wear your clothing.
Yeah.
So from there we make a beautiful drasha that you have to wash before you take off your clothing.
Yeah.
And you have to wash before you put on, after you put on the clothing.
Yes.
So when you're taking off, let's say you're taking off the big day Zohav, you have to first wash your hands and feet before you take it off.
Correct.
And then when you put on the new clothing, you have to wash once again when you put on the new clothing. So every time
after you tell yourself and you put on new clothing,
you wash again.
Right.
So because the pasuk says one place ufoshat v'rochatz, take off your clothing and wash. So we associate. We have to see the Rashi. We associate the rechitza, the washing, with the removal of the old. And another pasuk says, "Verochatz v'lovash." You have to wash in honor of putting on clothing. So here we learn that it has to be done twice. Let's see the Rashi.
And which pasuk is he deriving this from?
Let's see the Rashi, the second white line. Talmud Lomar, Parshat Verochatz.
I'm sorry, I don't have the Rashi. Yeah.
Second wide line.
Yeah.
Second wide line, right smack. Tamalema v'rochatz, pasha v'rochatz, hach milsa. This halacha, Rebbe Kamala, Rebbe saying this, the gomar tfilas v'rochatz v'mayim d'chsib b'vigdei lovan. The yaiter le'haikra, this pasuk is extra. Rebbe Yehuda v'dorosho l'kidushin, for washing hands and feet. Pasha v'rochatz, v'rochatz v'lovash, Hitil hakosuf v'rochatz. There's the word rochatz.
Yeah.
It says, oh no, sorry, it's one pasuk. Let's see how it explains. Hitil hakosuf v'rochatz bein uposhad v'lovash litein rechitza l'pshita rechitza l'levisha. Let's go to the videotape. Let's see the pasuk inside.
Yeah.
The pasuk inside on the side of the Gemara says, the side of the Gemara, well, let me just find the place of it one more time. One moment, please. Aleph and Beis. On the side of the Gemara, on the right side.
Yeah, yeah.
Aleph and Beis. It says, Ubo Aaron el Oil Moid. Okay, that was the last Avodah.
When it comes out from the Kachi Kadoshim.
Ufoshat, he takes
off. He removes his
big habad, the linen, Ashalov Ashoel Kodesh, Vinicham Sham, and then next Pasuk Beis, the two continuous psukim. Pasuk Chav Gimel Chav Dalet. Okay, these two psukim.
I don't have dalet. Okay.
These aleph base.
Oh, I'm sorry.
These two are next to each other in the Torah. V'rochatz es besod b'mayim b'makom kadosh v'lovash. So you come out. Nachmal, it says over there. Nachmal. Ufoshat, you take off. I'm going backwards.
So after he comes back to, after he goes back to the
Asherloj v'gal kodesh.
So the oil moed.
V'rochatz. We know that word v'rochatz means mikvah. V'rochatz is besod b'mayim b'makom kadosh.
And he puts on the shmaya v'gadim.
V'lovash es begod v'yotz 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 v'yotz. So the Gemara is making a drasha. And the drasha is,
what carbon is this, what he's doing now afterwards?
This is the end of the day. This is the Musaf.
No, I'm sorry.
This is when he goes. This is when he finishes the avoida of the sprinkling of the Dama Soir.
Nee.
Okay, this pasuk that we're quoting over here, Bo Arnel Oil Moir, Ufoshat, Esbid Abad Ashlogosh, Vinicham Sham, Verochat Seba Magdosh,
Vovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovovov
but it says this. This pasuk here says we also es oilos. So no, you're right. It is.
Baruch Hashem for that, because I already got confused.
I'm getting confused myself now. Let's go back to the five avodas. Go back to the five avodas. Let's just go back a few lines up over here. Go back. I'm getting all mixed up over here. What are the five avodas? The first avoid is the Tomit Shal Shachar. The second avoid is the avoidus Hayoim.
Yeah.
The next avoid is the retrieval of the Kaf HaMachta.
Yeah.
The Kaf HaMachta is the...
No.
So it's the Eloi Ve'el Ha'am. Number three is Eloi Ve'el Ha'am. And then comes the retrieval of the Kaf HaMachta. And then comes the
Tomit Shal Shachar. Then the avoidus Hayoim.
And then the Eloi, the Musaf, which we're calling Eloi V'El Ha'am.
Right.
And then is the retrieval of the Kaf HaMachta.
And then the Tam Shabbat Abayim. Now,
I'm a little bit confused, because when the Gemaras were started today, we quoted this very Pasuk. And this very Pasuk, according to what it says in the Torah, the Pshuto Shal Mikra, read the top of today's Gemara. Torah Banu Ba'ara in Eloi El Mayed, Lama Hu Ba'am.
Yeah.
Right. Let's learn that Rashi. It's a very important Gemara. It's a very important Rashi. The only boss El Zu Dayenu. Look at, go back to, we didn't read the Rashi to understand.
Well,
have an appreciation. Look at the Rashi towards the top. Okay, it's towards the top. Shakola Parash Nemru Hamikrois Al Seder Havoidis Hamachalfois Kisidron. The parasha kach seder avodasa. Everything in the parasha, parash achrei mois, is in precision. It's done in order. Seder. Everything about life is seder. You know there are enormous similarities between Pesach and Yom Kippurim. Both Pesach and Yom Kippur have a principle called seder. The lil seder,
yeah.
And Yom Kippur is the seder ha'avoid. Everything must be done with precision. And Pesach, you have a million fours. And Yom Kippur, there's also, everywhere you blink, there's another four. There are four times he goes to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There are four times he says vidu. There are four garments he wears. There are a lot of fours. Now let's see over here this Rashi. Shakola parasha nemu avar mikros ala seder havoidosam b'machalfas kesidim b'parasha b'shalikach kesidim avoidosam chutz b'mikros zeh shakosav hoitzos kaf hamachte im avoidos hapnimiyos v'loy hivsik avoidas eloi v'el ha'om ben ta'ayim v'hoi loy lichtoi v'betchilo it should have said v'yotza v'osa es oilosa v'yasolasa om v'achar kach uvo aroin lo hoitzi to take out kaf v'hamachte. The Achar Kach Ufoshat Es Bigdei Habod V'Nicham Shom. Oh, that's the key. Now I understand. V'Nicham Shom. The Rochatz Es V'Sorei B'Mayim V'Lovash Es B'Gadav Shmoinash Shel Kol Hashana V'Yosa Musaf M'Tamish Ben Abayim. My time, oh. What's the reason why you changed the word? My time at Tzach L'Hafsik B'Eloi V'El Ha'am Bein Avoides Hayoim, between the Avoides Hayoim and Loitzos kafe amachte, amen avchiz gemiri halachom shusina itcham shvilos bebeyim. V'kesidron shalavodis k'siv l'mashachas l'shosh. Okay, so let's nachu chaz the Rashi one more time. One more time the Rashi. Shakola parsha. This is a very important point. Everything is oiskubayt on this halacha. Shakola parsha. Nemru hamikroyes shalaseid avodis hamachalfois k'sidron beparsha kach seid avodasan. Everything in the parsha is in precise order. In Parashas Acharei Mois, except Chutz Mimikra Zeh. Why? In this pasuk it says Shekosuf Chutzos Kaf HaMachte Im, together with Avoidos HaPnimios. Together with the Avoidos HaPnimios.
Which is the Avoidos HaPnimios?
The Ketores and the Dam HaPor and Dam HaSoir. The Loi Hivsik, and it did not properly be mafsik by mentioning the avodas Eloi v'el ha'am ben tayim,
which comes before
the haitzos kaf hamachta.
Correct.
The ha'eloi lichtoi b'tchil is first the pasuk.
And Eloi is the musaf.
Right. Is the musaf correct? It should have said first the musaf. Ha'eloi lichtoi v'yotza v'asas oilosoi. The achar kach uvo aroin lohoitzi kaf hamachta.
And which karma was that?
Oilosoi. That's the musaf. The musaf. The achar kach.
Which is an aisle.
which is the aisle, correct? The achar kach uvo aroin lohoitzi kaf amachte. The achar kach ufo shat es big day habod vinicham sham berochatz es besud b'mayim v'lovash es bigodav shmoine shol shol shana v'yasa musafim v'yasa musafim.
I thought the musaf is done before.
You know what? You're right. I made a mistake. You're very good.
I'm confused.
Baruch Hashem, you got me. I made a mistake. No, I'm very happy. It's very good. We have to clarify this. When it says in the Gemara, the Musafim, see, this is very important. When it says the Tomit Shel Ben Harboyim, the Tomit Shel Ben Harboyim, that includes with it the Musaf.
Oh.
I made that mistake.
So the Musaf was done after.
The Musaf is
before
done
Mencha, after he came
together
out.
Together with the Tomit Shel Ben Harboyim. When you mention the Tomit Shel Ben Harboyim, it includes the Musafim. Now, there's another part of the Avodah. There's another part of the Avodah Siyam called the Eloi V'El Ha'am.
Yeah.
It's a bazundra zach. You have the dam.
It has nothing to do with the musaf.
Nothing to do with the musaf. It's a special carbon for Yom Kippurim. A special carbon for Yom Kippurim called Eloi to Elim. Yeah. Eloi the El.
And after that was.
After that,
he went in to retrieve the.
He went
the
in.
Machta.
He went in. Right. Exactly. He went in to retrieve the machta.
But in the Torah, it doesn't say like it. It doesn't
exactly.
say like that.
Oh, so let's now go. Now let's look at the pasuk now, clarity. Now let's on the side of the Gemara, we have the two psukim. Let's look at the pasuk. Let's see the abnormality in the pasuk.
Yeah, yeah.
We have the two psukim on the side of the Gemara. It says in the pasuk, Uva Aaron. Aaron will enter El Olmoy. Now, what do those words mean? The Gemara makes a drash. Uva Aaron El Olmoy. That refers to this whole pasuk. Pasuk Aleph is referring to what is done. The retrieval of the Kafa Hamachta. How do you know that this Pasuk is describing the retrieval of the Kafa Hamachta? Because the Pasuk concludes with two critical words, Vihinichom Sham. And those words mean that the clothing that he wore in the Kodesh HaKodashim can never be used again.
Oh, we had that. Remember?
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the key words.
According to one Mamdamba,
you can only say those words, Vihinichom Sham, if the day is over.
Yeah.
9 to 5. Time to go home and eat dinner. The day is over. The work day is over. You only can say the words Vihinichom Sham if you're finished. There's nothing more for you to do. So if this pasuk here, that's the key. This is the key. We have Moloi Basi El Zukadai. It says in the pasuk, Uba Aroin El Ohel Moed. Aaron enters into the Azara. He's coming out of the. He came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What did he come out? What did he just do in the Kodesh HaKadoshim?
He took out
the Kafa Hamachta. How do you know that? Because since the pasuk is going to conclude with the words Vihinichom Sham, that the clothing should not be put in Geniza, that means I don't need to wear these clothing anymore today.
Correct.
If I still have to go and do Eloi the El Ha'am, and after I do Eloi the El Ha'am, go back again to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then you can't say the word Vinicham Sham.
Correct.
So since the past going to say Vinicham Sham means that what's happening now is the end.
This is the last time he's going to use it for today.
For today. So there's no way the pasuk can dare say after the words Vinicham Sham, the Yotza, the Asa, Es Oyla Sovi, Es Oyla Sa'am. Can't do that. If the pasuk says Vihinichom Sham, you're done.
Right.
You're done. You're done. So you can't go tell me, oh, and now go bring Eloi the Elam. Oh, wait a minute. If I have to first now go do Eloi the El Ha'am, what do I do afterwards? I have to then go back inside the Kodesh HaKadosh to get the Kafa Machta. But I don't have any clothing to wear. Because you told me that after I did the Dama Par Dama Sawyer, Vihinichom Sham. Can't be.
1 second. If you're going to say like it says in the Psukim,
if you're going to say like it says in the Psukim, then we're in a lot of trouble.
Why? Because after the
because if right now from the Pasuk, if you take the Psukim literally, this Pasuk is written after he finishes the Dama Par and the Dama Sawyer.
Right.
And now I brought the Keteris. I brought Dama Par, Dama Sawyer. I come out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. I take off my clothing. And what do I do now? The Pasuk says, put them in Geniza.
Yeah.
Geniza.
Yeah.
And after you put them in Geniza, go do Eloi the El Ha'am.
No, that was done already.
That's exactly the kasha. If you're going to take the pasuk literally, we got a problem. Come out, take off your clothing, put them in Geniza. And now do what? The Yatza, the Asa, Es Oilo Savias El Ha'am.
And that was done with the
Abar? Eight. Okay, I did Oilo Savias El Ha'am.
So what's fair now?
Now, what do I do after Oilo Savias El Ha'am? What do I do now? I got to go back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to pull out the Kafa HaMachta. I came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim after I sprinkled the Damapar, Damasar.
Right.
And the Torah tells me what? Take off your clothing.
Right.
And what should I do with the clothing? Vihinicham sham.
Right.
Gone forever.
Right.
Okay, now what should I do next, Hashem? Eloi v'yel ha'am. Okay, eight clothing. Eight, right? I do Eloi v'yel ha'am.
You have another four set of big day butts.
Eight, no, it's part of the eight. Right, part of the eight. Right. Eloi v'yel ha'am. And now what's next? What's next? After Eloi v'yel ha'am.
The Mosav and
No, no, before that, I have to go retrieve the Kaf HaMachta. After Eloi v'yel ha'am, what do you do? What do you do after Eloi v'yel ha'am?
From the Pesukim, it's Mashma. No, you do it before.
No, from the Gemara. Forget about the Pesukim. Let's discuss between me and you.
No, afterwards. Yeah.
What do you do after Eloi v'yel ha'am?
You have to retrieve the Machta.
How many clothing do I wear?
Four.
Where do I get them? Where do I get four clothing? The Torah told me, v'yinicham sham. No more clothing for you.
Right.
I go in there with no clothing? Maybe, yeah. The Torah tells me, v'yinicham sham. It's a very good drush. Why is Tagad say drush? Soid remes pshad drush. It's a good drush. You come out of the Kodesh HaKadosh when you big the arba.
Yeah.
The four clothing. And the Torah, and what does the Torah tell you now?
You don't use it anymore.
No more. Gone. Right. Gone for good, forever. Yeah. And then put on what? Put on the big day? Shemayna.
Right.
And what do you do with the big day Shemayna? What are you going to do? Eloi v'yel ha'am. What comes after Eloi v'yel ha'am? Kafa ha'machta.
No, from the Pesukim, it's matched with Kafa
ha'machta. Wait.
Before Eloi.
Oh. No. Right. That's exactly what I'm trying. That's exactly the kasha.
If you're going to take it literally,
then we're in a lot of trouble.
The Kafa ha'machta is retrieved before.
We're going to say now, listen, the Iker, here's the problem that's bothering you. The Seder is ironclad. We know what this, forget what it says in the Torah. Make believe, I know it doesn't make any sense to say that, but make believe. We know what the Messiah is. This is the order. We know what the order is, whether it says in the Torah or not. This is the order.
That's the last thing.
That's the order. That's the order. You go and you take out the Kaf HaMachta. If you're going to go take the Seder that we know to be true, and you're going to try to fit into the Pesukim, we got a big problem. Because the Pasuk tells me that after I come out of doing the Dama Parv Dama Sorry, it tells me take my four garments and put them in Geniza.
Right.
And now do the Eloi V'yel Ha'am.
No, but that's not
true. And then what is the Torah telling you?
That's not true. It has to be done before.
And then what is the Torah going to tell you to do after you do the Eloi V'yel Ha'am? Go take out the Kaf HaMachta. What am I supposed to wear? If you told me V'hinicham Sham to put my clothing in Geniza, I don't have any clothing to wear.
But you just said twice.
That's exactly what the Gemara said. That Shloike say there. That's exactly the point. Read the two pesukim on the side of the Gemara. Ubo Aroin el Oil Moed. What is he coming? He just came out of the Kodesh HaKadosh.
Yeah.
What is he coming? What did he just do in the Kodesh HaKadosh? What did he do?
Yeah.
What did he do? Did he
do the Dhamma? I'm sorry.
No problem.
Shkaya. Thank you very much, Shkaya. Ha melech aneinu b'yoyim kareinu, adoinu yoyishiyom, 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 adoinu